Tyler's a fireman, and he got off work this morning at 7, so he's still smoking.
All right. Yes, I got off this morning, so if I look just kind of tired, I am. But so glad I get to teach, come up here and share what God's talking to me about. I missed October. I have been working like crazy. Me and Shelby just really felt like this is kind of like a testimony. We felt like God was telling us to do something financially, and it didn't make sense. We didn't have provisions for it, but we felt like God told us to do it. And then about a week later, a secondary part-time job opened up in the city I worked for, and all I had to do was just tell them I was interested and I had it. And so I've been working a lot, but like God, it was a complete God thing. It's provided more than enough for what he was telling us to do. So just so thankful for that. Like, again, every time in my life that I've taken a step where God's told me to go, he's always provided. It's just been insane. But yeah, just super excited to be here today. I am tired, but I'm beyond excited. Also, I'm excited. I don't know how many football fans out here. Yes, Arkansas won. Woo! But I'm a Florida Gator fan, and I was working with a guy who is an Ole Miss fan, went to college at Ole Miss, and we beat them. And we were on a call, the game finished, but he paused it. He told me not to tell him who won. He went and watched it. I look at the score, and I'm just smiling. And I'm like, I'm just going to, like, I hear a bunch of commotion in there because there was, it was a tight one. I hear a bunch of commotion, and then I just see him turn off the TV and walk out. I was like, oh, man, I'm not going to say a word. Silence is the killer. But yes, we won. So if you are an Ole Miss fan, I am sorry. There'll be people up here to pray for you. If you are a Gator fan, we will celebrate out in the foyer afterwards, okay? So glad I get to teach today, especially during this time of year. It's such a big time of year for me. Just as a reminder of all the things that God's done in my life to be thankful for, but also just the people I have, the memories. And so I'm just so thankful for that. As I was praying, and I think I did this last time, I said some people I was thankful for, but just really felt two people on my heart. I just want to say thank you to them. One is Alex. I don't know if he's still up there, but yeah. You know, I've known Alex not too terribly long, but he just always cracks me up. And he's just taken on a lot here. Like he's, you know, he helped us with the youth conference doing the sound. And the first, there he is. There's that man. Woo! We had him do the words, and it was one of the first time he's done the words up here. And we had a Spanish worship song. And so we really tested that guy, and he came through clutch. So I'm very thankful for him. And also, I'm thankful for Miss Kelly. And I've said this before, but I think it needs to be said more too. She was a youth leader when I was in youth, and she just constantly, the amount of love she showed just everyone that was in the youth group, and then she's continued that to our whole body. She's just, every time I see her, she's having a conversation and she's loving on people, you know, and it doesn't matter who you are, she can always have a conversation with you, you know. And so just so thankful for her. Yeah, thank you. So just really felt like that's a major thing in our body that we want to show y'all that we're so thankful for everyone who comes. And people who come on Wednesday nights, people who come family night, it's such an important part. All right, so what I feel like God's talking to me about, yes, thankfulness, but then he's also been really speaking to me about this whole relationship with him. And I shared kind of the starting point, but I think I really rushed through it now that I look back, and I really felt like God's speaking to me to go back over some stuff. So, and so he's leading me, really something that God's leading me, and this might even be just a side note, but something especially during this time period that he's speaking to me is the way I think about things. And so started talking to God about, I constantly want to improve. I want to get closer to Him because I want to expand relationship with Him. And so really started talking to me about the way, my mindset, way I think of things. And I started realizing through, I listened to a podcast and realized, man, I have a really negative outlook on a lot of different things. And so he started making me practice being thankful. And it sounds weird, but I just remind myself, I write down the things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for, you know, my wife, my kids, my family, friends, this church, my job. And even though, like, at times it's not the most ideal, you know, like I can have frustrating days at work. I have, you know, the boys, you know, they're amazing. And sometimes I just need a moment, you know, but let me tell you, I'm so thankful for God giving me all that, right? And so blessed. So that's just really something that God's been speaking to me, kind of like a side note. So today what I'm going to talk about is the starting point, is kind of what I'm calling it. And so what it is during this season of let's take a moment and be thankful, or let's take a moment and look at relationship with God in depth. And so where it starts, obviously, is where I'm at. And so whenever, anytime I'm going through a new season or I'm stepping into something new, there's a area of like self-evaluation that happens, right? And so like whenever I started the fire department, let me tell you, I knew nothing about fire and knew nothing about medically. And so there was a very real understanding that I am coming in extremely under-knowledge, and there's other guys who know a lot more than me. And so from that point, once I realized the point I was at, the starting point I was at, then I was able to put more focus and I knew where to go. When then 3 years later, still at the same job, I wanted to do paramedic school. At that point, I had been an EMT. I had some experience. And so my starting point wasn't the basic no knowledge. It was, I had knowledge, I had stuff, and I had to, but there was areas that were lacking, major areas. And so what I had to do is I had to focus on those. And so what I feel like, each of us are different. What I feel like God's saying is that relationship with God, you might have had a relationship with God for 40 years, and He's wanting to build upon that. You might be someone who got saved last week in one of the first weeks here. That is awesome. But knowing where we're starting from is such a key point. And what I felt like God was speaking, I think something that really speaks into that is this story from the Bible. It's on Jehu. So I'm going to be reading from it. Some of it's going to be from the New Living Translation. Some of it's going to be from the TYT, Tyler Young Translation. And so if it's confusing, just go back and we'll read through it, okay? So I'm going to read through some of it. And then some parts I might skip around, okay? But it's going to be 2 Kings 9. It's going to be 1 through 13. Today is what we're going to go through. And I'm probably going to finish up next time I teach on Jehu, because it's such a powerful story. I really think we can apply it for where we're going. All right, let me get back up to it. Oh, there it is. I'm trying to use my, I have windows open, but I brought my Bible just in case I accidentally hit the X and exit out. So, all right, I always have to be prepared because I do that type of stuff all the time. All right, so in this story, there's a prophet named Elijah, and there's this, basically the title is Jehu's going to be anointed king, kind of backstory, but I'm going to read through the first 10 verses here, and I might skip around, but we'll see. All right, so the prophet Elijah, he summons a companion of the prophets, a guy that's kind of, he's mentoring, and he said, hey man, take a flask of oil, go and anoint Jehu as king, and tell him you're anointed king over Israel. And then he said, once you do that, get out of there, man. Run. That's the TYT version. All right, so get out of there. And so the young prophet went to the city of Ramoth Gilead. And if you look into like history, you'll see that was kind of a city of refuge is kind of what they called it. And so basically whenever you're either wounded or you're recovering, or if you're not in battle, that's kind of where you hang out. And so he runs to the city, and when he arrives, he said, "Hey, I have a message for you, Commander." And Jehu responds. He said, "Well, for which one of us?" Because there was a bunch of them there. They were all commanders. And he said, "For you." And so they go into the inner room. He anoints them king. He expresses everything that he's going to do. It's a long portion. You can go back and read it. But he expresses everything that Jehu's going to do, how he's going to do it. He goes into great detail. And then he opened the door and took off. And something I found very interesting, and it falls into that idea of the starting point, is God spoke to me. He said, "Man, Jehu wasn't out in battle. He wasn't out fighting a war. He wasn't planning. He was at a place that was very comfortable for him to sit at. And not only that, he wasn't the only, nothing, he didn't stand out. The only reason he stood out is because the prophet knew exactly the one he was going for. Because whenever he came, he said, "Which one of us are you talking to?" He said, "Well, you, I'm talking to you, Jehu." And so they were all commanders. And so his starting point is he's at a place of comfort. He's amongst a bunch of people of the same rank, not really anything separating him in that. And I felt like God was talking to me about sometimes it feels like in my life, especially, that I have to have a moment that like I'm separated, you know, or that I have to, there has to be a change in that environment. But really, God said, once he's called you, it doesn't matter where the place is, right? It's more important knowing where I'm at than the actual place that I'm at, right? And so while I was looking at this, I was praying about it and just really felt like God was speaking to me about understanding our starting point. And I kind of touched on this a little bit, but part of my job, I'm at a place of leadership to where part of my job is we get new people in. And so I have to see where they're at. I got to look at not just their understanding of how to do their job. I got the understanding of kind of the culture of the fire department and what's required. And what we do is we look at those three areas, and whenever we find something lacking, that's where we kind of grow them and pursue and teach them, right? And when one is, it's pretty obviously when one's lacking. Like if you don't know how to do the job, we get on scene and you don't know. Culture-wise, that's kind of where, like, required and culture-wise, that's different, right? And so with that, what we see is we see that they don't understand. When there's a captain, you know, we stand up and give them our chair. We even had retired captains walk in and a bunch of guys. It's just respect is like one of the main things that our fire department stuff really values high. And so I want to show respect. So we want to teach that and pass that along. And so in saying that, knowing our starting point, I know we're out. So that self-evaluation is really big. And understanding where I'm at with my walk with God. Like I said, if you're new, that's great. If you've done it for years, that's awesome. But we want to continue to go forward and grow. And so really felt like that was key, understanding that, seeing that through those eyes of where Jehu was really specifically at. Then you go through, I'm going to go through 10 through 13. And so, or 11 through 13. And so the guy runs, and Jehu comes out, and the guys around him, his friends, go, "Hey, man, what did that guy say?" And he said, "You know the sort of stuff those guys say." He kind of was like blowing it off. He had been anointed king, but he was just going, you know how it is. And they said, "Dude, you're lying. You're lying to us. What did he say?" And he said, "Well, you know," and basically gave a very brief detail and said, he anointed me king over Israel. And immediately, it says, quickly they took their cloaks, spread them under him on the bare steps, and they blew trumpets shouting, "Jehu is king." What, to me, that is such a powerful thing, because that points to the fact that we need fellowship with other people, right? So many times in my life, other people have seen things in my life that God's called me to, right? And when I shared it, they were immediately partnering with it. And I think that's a great thing that we get to do here, especially on family nights and different things, is we're encouraging y'all to share your dreams and callings, and then we want to partner with that. We want to encourage it and push y'all towards it, right? Every year I want us as a body and individuals to grow closer in walking with God, right? And so, in knowing who, sometimes I even felt like sometimes, and I've taught on this other thing once, I feel like that knowing who we truly are is, it's a phrase from a movie, Moana. And so in the movie, there's, and I'll share briefly because I don't want to distract, but in the movie, there's, it's a Disney movie, and there's this lava monster that's tearing up everything, and everyone's afraid of it until Moana understands that actually it's just missing a piece. And once that piece is given back to it or put in place, she talks about how she can see who that person truly is. Once she gives that part back, once she puts that piece back into place at the where it's supposed to be, it's restored and all life is restored around it, right? And it releases this amazing atmosphere. And so what I really feel like is that my friends sometimes know who I truly am more than I do. And so I get to partner with those guys. I get to look, I get to do it with other people. I get to look at the friends here. You know, Pastor Allen speaks into me, and I get to listen, and Pastor Harvey, I'm just trying to draw from these guys because they've had years of encountering God, seeing miracles, seeing God move. And so I want to draw from these guys. So whenever I tell them, I feel like God's calling me to this, they can encourage and push me towards where I'm going, right? And so it's important. It's really important. I love what this guy said. It's really important who you set around you, right? Because the atmosphere you set around you is what's going to allow to grow. You know, that's why certain different parts of the world grow different crops, right? Because the atmosphere that it's in allows it. You know, for years, Arkansas was known for cotton. You know, we grew cotton. And I was talking to a farmer a few years back, and he said, you know, what's crazy is due to the soil, how the soil is and the atmosphere and the just what's going on in the world around it, it's actually pushing more towards, like, the rice and corn is what Arkansas grows best, even though, and that's just the way the atmosphere changes. And so I really want to, like, here I think we've got a great thing going with family night. I like just get to encounter each other, have fun, eat, joke around. I get to make fun of people. No, I'm just kidding. And just have fun, right? And enjoy each other's company, but also push each other. And so I would encourage you to do that. I'm going to finish. I'm going to pause the story of Jehu. But basically, from this section, I want us to understand, one, it doesn't matter where we're starting from, right? You look at the lives of Paul. Paul was Saul, and he killed Christians, and then he has an encounter with God, and he's radically changed. And he helps write and writes multiple books of the Bible and really propels the church in the direction that it's supposed to go. Then you have, like, David's. He was a young kid in a field, and he defeated Goliath. You have Daniel's, who is a prisoner but was able to influence culture of kingdoms. And so as we look at this, it doesn't matter where you're coming from, right? If God's giving you a calling and destiny, then that's God, right? That's God giving you something. And so he's going to faithfully provide as I pursue him. And something other key to me is that it's never too late to rewrite that story, right? It's never too late to go, you know what, I haven't pursued God in the way that I really want to and feel led to. And so, I've waited too long. No, it's not too late, right? It's never too late. You look at stories throughout the Bible, and I like, we've been really focusing on Paul in the youth group. And so Paul's a big one. Paul was a well-learned man. He was a Roman citizen. He was up there. and he was going after killing Christians, and through one encounter and one encounter with God completely radically changed him, and he changed the world around him, right? And he was able to influence people because of the place that he came from. Just feel like that's such an amazing story. So that's the key points. The starting point doesn't matter. Just know where you're at, and then it's never too late to rewrite that story. Something I want to end with is this this kind of encounter that I had with God, and it falls in place with this. And so I kind of want us to try something today. So I'd like you, I want to tell you what how God, like Eric, acted with me in this encounter. And I want you to kind of just put yourself into that place and that what happened. And so let's just to help us, let's all close our eyes. And I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to pray for us and release this, okay? And so the other day I was asking God this, talking to him, and I felt like he asked me this question, and he said, man, Tyler, if I had an artist draw a picture of every area of your life, and in every individual area they had a canvas that they drew a picture, what would it look like? And so I started seeing this, different areas of like my walk with him, being a husband, a father, friend, work and ministry, and I started to see really good things. I started to see pretty awesome paintings. But then, as it continued, I started to look at that canvas, each canvas, and I saw stuff that didn't reflect who I wanted to be, and didn't point to where God, like I felt like God was calling me. And so as the paintings were going on, I realized that that's not the picture I want. If this was to go into a museum of Tyler, this isn't the picture I wanted. And so as they were painting, I'm talking to God, and I go, God, I don't want this to be part of my picture. I don't want this to be part of my artwork. And so as I would point it out, I would see it change on the canvas, and I would also see a something change. Like I could see my head, and I would see something like glowing change different parts of my brain. And it was like glowing this yellow. And I felt like God was speaking to me and saying that he's bringing us into a season of changing mindset and changing the way we see things. And so what I want to do is I want to pray for us, and I want to encourage you as we're thinking about this and you're seeing the stuff yourself, I want you to think about what that would look like for you. And interact with God in that, talking to him about what stuff you'd want to change and how you'd want it to be seen. And so I'm going to pray for us real quick. So, dear God, I thank you for this amazing group of people that we get to just serve with and just do life with and grow in our relationship with God. I ask today that we just take those steps, that we sit down with you and talk to you about what the starting point is moving forward, and talk to you about those areas that you want to see change. We thank you for just constantly growing us and pulling us and just taking us in different places that you're calling us to, Lord. And I just ask that as we continue through this season, this great season that we're in of thankfulness and just getting to be around family and friends, Lord, that we're able to just really put focus on you and just relationship with you and growing. And again, I just thank you. I thank you that you have set people up with callings and destinies and starting point. The starting point that you put them at is the perfect place. And so, dear God, I just ask that you just come in and speak to people and just release, even if it's just release callings and destinies in their lives, Lord. We just thank you so much for this amazing body we have. Amen. All right, guys. So we're going to be having some ministry team up here to pray for people if you want to get prayed for. I really believe that the ministry team's what's going to happen is just like how Jehu had those guys partner with them and encourage them, that you're going to have the opportunity, one, to have people partner with you in where you're going. And two, I truly believe that not just that, but you're going to have the ability to come up and go, I want to rewrite things today and have a starting point. And so I thank y'all so much for coming today, and just ask that you have a great Thanksgiving, and don't show up on Wednesday, okay? All right. Amen. Y'all are released.